The State of the Park 2012 gives thumbs up or thumbs down to specific actions by the governor, state legislature, the courts, local governments, the Adirondack Park Agency, the Department of Environmental Conservation, the State Attorney General, and federal entities. Council spokesman John Sheehan calls it a comprehensive overview that takes both a snapshot of how the park is being treated while detailing policies affecting the Adirondacks.
We found that in the Adirondacks, while there's a great deal of home rule regarding land use and how the park gets treated by the folks who are on the ground, there are policies that really have an impact on the Adirondacks made in Albany and in Washington that have pretty far-reaching effects. And I think that we're paying a little more attention now to other legislators from other states. There are members of Congress mentioned. Not one of them was from New York State, but we felt that it was necessary to give them credit in the report because of the impact of reducing mercury falling on the park.
The report praises Governor Cuomo for his latest 69,000-acre addition to the forest preserve and state and local efforts to curb the spread of invasive species. But it also criticizes those and other groups on other issues. In the case of the state legislature, there was a good review, but John Sheehan notes there were more thumbs down for the state Senate.
The Senate would have done much better if it had not been for some really anti-environmental legislation that was proposed mainly by Senator Little. She had proposed some bills that we thought were not good for the park. The Senate would have been much better if it had not passed these bills in terms of its overall rating.
Local governments have clashed with the Adirondack Council in the past, but were in a favorable light for the most part in this report. The council's John Sheehan is pleased.
Taken as a whole, we saw some very, very encouraging things happen. Not only did Warren County pass the toughest invasive species law in the state, perhaps in the entire Northeast, the town of Chester putting a lot of the town facilities on pure solar power this year. Chester did earn a thumbs down for wanting to dump herbicide into Loon Lake, but they were denied permission for that. In general, there is a very positive trend in local government review in this report.
Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe is a frequent critic of the Adirondack Council. He says some of the state of the park assessments are misleading, and his hackles rise over negative comments regarding control of invasives in Loon Lake.
They don't contribute to the solutions to real hard environmental problems. It can have a devastating effect on the environment and the economy, and then they just sit back and criticize those who are trying to solve the problems. Warren County, we just upped our appropriations to deal with the Asian clams in Lake George. The town of Chester and Luzerne, we budgeted over $90,000 to deal with these problems in Loon Lake and Scroon Lake. The state has contributed nothing. The Adirondack Council has contributed nothing. It's particularly troubling to me that they would attack the people that are trying to deal with this problem.
A link to the report is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.